You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And a very good morning and a happy Friday. Welcome in here on WQAM, Hollywood Dan Day. Brittany, nice job on the update there.
Thank you. I was a little rusty. I haven't read from the script in a long time.
That was good. Nice job on the update. Good morning to you. Dan, good morning. We have a final set. In the NHL, we do not have a final set yet. In the NBA, the Knicks live to fight another day in Gotham. So that one will roll on. The Dolphins, they're in the news again. We'll get to that as we go. Just to set the table for you today, Billy Lindsay is going to join us at 7:25 this morning. So we will preview Cats Oilers Part 2. With Billy Lindsay. He will join us at 7:25. Alex Dono is going to join us at 8:20. Dan, yesterday, game time started trickling out for the University of Miami, and so got me thinking, let's call Alex Dono and see what's going on in Coral Gables, and he covers it every day. Locked on ACC, Locked on Canes, so our friend Alex Dono, and by the way, not a fan of Canada, so we'll get his take on this upcoming series as well. So he'll join us at 8:20 this morning, and at 9:15, as he usually does here on a Football Friday, Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk will stop by. Dan, we were talking before we jumped on the air here about this rematch, and I think all of us know that these rematch series, a little bit tougher the second time around. And I heard some of the sound bites from these Oilers players driving in, and you know, Leon Draisaitl said, "Oh, we're going to enjoy this one," but you know, we know what's at stake here, and I will tell you, Dan, they are not going to want to lose twice to the Florida Panthers. This series is going to be a war. It's going to be very, very entertaining, and I just think you're going to see some of the best players in hockey going at it here between, you know, Barkov and Reinhardt and Matthew Tkachuk and, you know, Leon Draisaitl, Connor McDavid on the other side. This is going to be a heck of a series. And you said this to me before we went on the air. You said this is an Edmonton team that's probably got a whole heck of a lot more confidence going into this one, knowing they can hang after going down 3-0 in that series last year.
I'll tell you this, Danny. For the last 2 years, I've said, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. We got this. I believe in the Florida Panthers. No worries. No worries. Last night I went, okay, man, we got our business cut. We got our work cut out for us. This is going to be some serious business. We got a team, number one, that feels as though they can hang with us because they came back from that 3-0 and they felt as though they were on the road, maybe. You know, that helped the Panthers. They have the revenge factor, which we know is a big thing in sports. They have the star power with, of course, the best guy in the game, Connor McDavid. They've got Leon Draisaitl, who didn't play well last year in the finals, so this is his chance to redeem himself. We've got Canada against USA, and Canada hadn't won one since 1993 when it comes to the Stanley Cup. And maybe, just maybe, a little bit of favoritism. Like, well, the Panthers got theirs last year. This could be Edmonton's year. So it seems like, at least being a Panthers fan now, I start to feel like, man, the deck is kind of stacked against us. That's why I'm excited to have Billy Lindsay on in just a little while, for him to maybe ease my nerves a little bit and explain to me why I should believe in this Panthers team, even though I still believe. I have a little bit more doubt in this series. Even when we got down 2-0 to Toronto, did you ever really worry? Did you always say, we're going to figure this out? Edmonton, whew, buckle up. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah, I think it'll be one hell of a series. That one I could see going seven. I could see Dave Hyde, or someone already texted in about Dave Hyde this morning. I could see Dave Hyde having, that would be three trips, right? If it goes seven, that would be three trips to Edmonton.
That would be four trips to Edmonton.
Well, no, you'd have game one and game two, right? And then you'd have game five and then game seven. So three trips.
Oh, right? Yeah, that's right. Yeah, okay.
So three separate trips.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you don't come home between games.
Poor Dave. We'll check in with him next week, see how he's holding up.
I'm going to ask Lynn if he can send us there. If it's such a bad thing and nobody wants to go, you and I will make the trip. I'll make the trip to Edmonton.
I'm guessing the atmosphere for those games are going to be incredible. Now, I do, the travel is a little tricky, a little dicey getting out there. But, no, that's it should be one hell of a series. And, man, the Panthers better brace themselves for that game one, because the Oilers are going to throw the kitchen sink at them after going down like they did last year. But, man, Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl, and the Panthers group going at it one more time. This is going to be exciting, man. It'll be a good one, and it starts on Wednesday night, and we'll have them for you right here on WQAM. Our friend Doug Plagans will be on the call, along with Billy Lindsay, who, again, we'll talk to later on in the show. In the NBA, the Knicks, they survived.
Who knew the Pacers decided not to play last night?
Oh, my goodness. Tyrese Haliburton had a clunker. Oh, man. The Knicks are alive. And I wonder what the Knicks fan is thinking this morning. Do they feel like they have life? Ben Stiller is sitting courtside showing Nixon 7 every time they put the camera on.
Oh, that's
him.
What he was doing with the.
Oh, yeah. That's,
five
no,
and
that's
two.
Nixon oh. 7. Yep, Nixon 7. He's feeling it, man.
I was watching with the sound off. That's why. So I couldn't really understand what was going on.
Boy, the NBA, imagine how what they're thinking. I know, you know, Joe's always like, they don't care. They don't care. Well, imagine having a game 7 at the Garden. Trip to the finals on the line. The Pacers don't kick it into gear here, man. That's the direction we're heading. The Knicks, at some point, though, you would think, having to do all this comeback in this series, would run out of gas at some point.
Yeah.
But, man, this Jalen Brunson,
he's unbelievable.
Is one hell of a player.
Remember when he signed
he's
that contract?
Yeah, he's really
fun. When he left Dallas,
watch.
And yep. We were like, man, that's another terrible Knicks decision. Yep. Another reach. They ended up getting a great deal on him.
The Knicks have actually built themselves a nice team here. And they got a shot, man. They got a shot to keep this series going. Brunson last night goes for 32 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists. Karl Anthony Towns was questionable going into the game, goes for 24 and 13. So he had a nice game. Josh Hart, who's coming off the bench, had one of those Draymond stat lines at 12 points, 10 rebounds, 4 assists, steals. He was, by the way, a centerpiece of my fantasy basketball team. I took him in like the 15th round. Not that anyone cares this morning, but he had a really, really good season.
Yeah, not to get too deep into the Knicks, but Josh Hart, the best rebounding guard in basketball, never takes a night off, so he's great for a fantasy team, because anytime you play him, you know he's going to give you great numbers. I remember watching him every night when he played for the Pelicans. We traded him for C.J. McCollum. I thought we got fleeced in that deal, and lo and behold, we ended up getting fleeced in the deal, because C.J. McCollum scores empty buckets, while Josh Hart, although he's coming off the bench because of the matchup situation and the Knicks are trying to kickstart things. Yeah, he's one of those guys you want on your team. And the Knicks aren't letting him go. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, I mean, look, here's the problem. The Knicks are likable, and I know that's tough as a Heat guy, you know, down here, and we're all Heat fans, but they are a likable team, man. They play hard. They got feisty players on that team, like Hart, like Brunson.
But still, Danny, they've been outplayed every game but last night in the series.
I know.
Game
but
one
they're
was
feisty, man.
Yeah.
And they got a shot. Can they go into Indiana and get a win? Obviously going to be very, very difficult to do that and keep their season alive. That game is Saturday night in Indy. The Pacers are favored by 3.5 points. So there you go.
Saturday night primetime game with the Knicks, Pacers.
And the other good news is we get one more inside the NBA at least. So we'll get one more show with those guys who were doing their goodbyes last night. They're going. So I guess they're going. Is it ESPN? Is that where they're going to end up? Probably at ESPN. Whatever they do, man, if ESPN replaces that show they have on right now, where you got Kendrick Perkins and Stephen A. Smith yelling at each other, that would be perfectly fine by me.
Yeah, you can't pass up on those guys, Kenny and Charles and Shaq and those. I mean, that's just gold.
So a lot going on there in hockey and basketball. The Marlins are they're back home. Here for a bit. The Marlins, they're still going, Dan. They're kind of fading into the background a little bit, but they are still going.
Yeah, but wait, what's going on with our favorite dysfunctional team here in South Florida?
Who would that be?
Jonnu Smith.
Oh, not the Dolphins, Dan. Not the Dolphins. So this pops up yesterday.
Come on.
Adam Schefter says the Dolphins have had trade discussions with the Pittsburgh Steelers about their lone Pro Bowl selection last season. Tight end Jonnu Smith, per league sources. Those talks came after Smith expressed an interest in reworking his deal that is scheduled to pay him $4.8 million this season. With Smith seeking a new contract, Miami has sought a trade partner. Last season, Smith set the franchise record for a tight end in receptions, receiving yards, and touchdowns. Smith's preference, per sources, is to stay in Miami under a reworked deal.
Mm.
Oh, my goodness.
Let me put my best Omar. Omar Kelly. No player plays without guaranteed money.
That is a good Omar impression.
And extended contracts. It has to be guaranteed. He played well. Now he wants to get paid. He wants a guarantee. It's like, man, it's like you signed a two-year contract. And I understand you got to look out for number one. But, man, play under your contract. Ah, it's so frustrating. Oh, you're good? Oh, well, then maybe we can get rid of you. Or you're good? Oh, you want to leave. You're good. Oh, you want to stay, but you want the extension. Although, look, they've extended everybody else. So I guess Jonnu Smith has a point. Well, if you're going to extend everybody else.
This is insane. Do you realize his numbers last year? He had 88 catches, fourth among tight ends, 884 yards, fourth as well, and 8 touchdowns, second. The Dolphins need this guy. what are we doing, man? What are we doing? I hate when these things leak. Obviously, this is an attempt by an agent to put a little pressure on the Dolphins here to get this thing done.
Could it be anything
else? But, man, oh, man, this is really, really frustrating to just – that team can't catch a break.
They really can't.
I mean, they just cannot catch a break. Everything just seems to come into the media and just become messy. But if there's one player who deserved it, man, Jonnu Smith was incredible last year. And like we just – said, or like Schefter said, the lone Pro Bowl member of your team. All right, we got a lot to get to here this morning. It's a Friday. It's a football Friday, but we're going to do a little hockey with Billy Lindsay coming up at 7:25. Alex Dono is going to join us. I love having Dono on. Some of the Hurricanes games, Dan, the Times leaked, and not that that's, you know, big news or anything like that. But it just got me thinking, the hurricane season is right around the corner. Before we know it, we'll be broadcasting out at the SoFi practice facility there, and we'll be ready to roll. The Canes, by the way, look, I'm just on their website now. They have a no-fee Friday going, no fees and all individual game tickets only today on May the 30th. And if you haven't seen their home opponents, it's pretty good, including the opener with Notre Dame. Florida comes into town, yeah. Louisville, Syracuse, Stanford, NC State, Bethune, and South Florida all coming to Miami. So the Canes, listen, their schedule is interesting this year because it's very friendly from a travel sense, from a strength of schedule sense. It's tricky. It's a little tricky here. Now, you don't leave Florida until the, let's see here. You got the Florida State game, obviously you don't leave Florida. Then you got Louisville, Stanford at home. You don't leave Florida till November 1st. That's the first time they leave Florida. And that would be the game at SMU in Dallas. So Miami, this is how their schedule shakes out. They go Notre Dame for the opener on a Sunday night on August 31st. That'll be the hottest ticket in town. Bethune is the next week on a Saturday, then South Florida on a Saturday. the Gators at home on a Saturday, September the 20th. Then you go at FSU October 4th. Then you have two home conference games against Louisville and Stanford on the 17th and 25th. So that's after your bye week. So you get a bye after Florida State. Then again, then you go at SMU. Then you're home for two more, Syracuse and NC State.
And this is where it gets scary.
But you don't go on the road again until November 22nd.
Yeah, but.
And so you got two to finish the season. Yeah. They will be cold weather games.
Two on the road.
Luckily, they don't have two. They don't have two of playing quarterbacks, so maybe they'll be okay, Dan. Virginia Tech and Pitt to finish up the season on the road. And I know what you're thinking, Canes fans. Yes, those are the games that have been tricky over the past past while. But yeah, hopefully Miami will be in the driver's seat from a conference standpoint,
just like they were last year.
By that point, yes, absolutely, they were last year, and. It's been tricky, Dan. It's down the stretch for all of our football teams down here, and the pro team included in that as well. Mm-hmm. Really quick before we go to break, Texter wants to know, is Vlad back this weekend?
Yes.
Is he? Oh, okay. I see what happens. So the Knicks start winning.
Yeah, he'll be right
he
back.
Surfaces. That's nice. someone said, funny the Jonnu Smith news wasn't reported by any of our Dolphin local media, especially Eric and Omar, who will act like he knew it all along. Boy, that fight was vicious yesterday between him and Reason.
Man, a little bit behind the curtain. He answered very, very fast. I was going to let it ring twice and hang up and be like, sorry, guys, he didn't answer. But then I also realized I would have been pulled into it to where, like, I didn't let him have his say. But I had a feeling it wasn't going to go pretty.
Yeah, that was a messy one yesterday. They were just kind of fighting back and forth.
There was a little bit of name calling, a little mudslinging.
He said, I'm a good fight promoter, so I'll take it, man. Whatever.
Good
whatever
reaction,
works.
Though, man. I mean, the text line was on fire. People around the building were yelling and and getting it all fired up and saying, calling you names and stuff like that. So it was interesting.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Always good to have a little drama whenever you can. But we got drama in hockey, basketball. We got plenty of stuff to go around here. So let's do this. Let's take a pause. We're about an hour away from talking to Billy Lindsay. For all of our Panther fans out there, man, you got to be fired up for a rematch, the Cats and the Oilers. If you're just waking up, the Oilers winning last night, getting rid of the Dallas Stars. Game one will be Wednesday here on QAM. We'll take a pause. More to come on this Football Friday here on QAM.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Welcome back in on a Football Friday, man. It is good to make it to Friday. Hollywood Dan Day. Brittany is here with us this morning. Boy, there is so much going on right now. This will be a fun sports weekend here. That Knicks game on Saturday night should be pretty good. And then the Panthers will head to Edmonton for game number one on Wednesday.
That's a good question for Billy Lindsay. Do you think Edmonton felt a, not pressure, but kind of an imminence to win last night to give less of a break to the Panthers who, let's be honest, are probably reeling a little bit with injuries?
Well, it's like, especially in that sport, any game that you play, there is a very good chance of injury.
Yeah, it's a lot of physical sport.
So it's an incredibly physical sport. Playoff hockey is absolutely brutal, and we have seen, I hate calling them cheap shots, but we've seen a fair share of cheap shots throughout these hockey playoffs. So, I obviously getting through that thing when they did was ideal, and they are moving on to play the Panthers in a rematch here, which
interesting
it's concerning.
Story. If the Panthers were to win this Stanley Cup, they would be only the second team in NHL history to win the Stanley Cup without ever holding home ice in a series. I think the Chicago Blackhawks did it some years back. That's tough to do. And I know it's kind of neutralized a little bit in hockey, but still, over the long haul, you figure it'd catch up to you at some point.
You would, but I don't know, Doug. You know, we talked to Doug yesterday. We're talking about home ice. It's just, it is interesting. By the way, the line is out for game one.
Ugh.
The Oilers are ever so slightly favored at home. This line, I'm fine with this. They're -120. The Panthers are +100. So essentially, a pick 'em game, just about, right? I mean, give or take a few bucks here and there. But that's what you have for game one. This is, I would think, again, going to be a very, very even series between these two. You have, like, right now, Dan, to win the series, Edmonton is -120. The Panthers are -115.
Oh, goodness.
So
seven games.
Yeah,
let's go.
It's this has seven games written all over it. And I think this will be another great battle. You have some of the, if not the best stars in hockey going at it. So if you're a casual hockey fan, if you're not all there yet as a hockey fan, this is a good time to jump on board.
We talk about
this should be
though.
A hell of a series.
We talk about this, then you're like, oh, the NBA would love the Knicks to make it to a game seven at the Garden. I think the NHL, whether Joe believes they love it or not, NHL, this is their dream rematch right now.
Yeah, this is a hell of a series. There's a lot of star power in this one. Texture says here, that was great yesterday. I'm glad you had a local WWE media brawl. Should have more of those. I don't know, man. Omar seems to fight a lot of people, so maybe next time he's in here, we'll do it.
Yes, Perk.
I don't really.
Perk said I stay out of those things.
Perk stays out of that. I try as well. I was talking to Reason a little bit afterwards yesterday.
Okay.
And just to make sure everyone was okay. And I told him next time we bring Reason on, we'll just talk football. And I won't have him fight with Omar Kelly.
And I'll be honest, Omar, I talked to him after the show. We were just joking around, hanging out. It wasn't like there was this residual anger.
No, he wasn't angry.
Literally, once the interview ended, the guys, I'm guessing, I don't know Reason, but I know Omar was, you know, back to being Omar, normal stuff, getting ready for a big weekend, you know, stuff like that and everything. So Omar was more worried about Leroy Horde signing these cards that have sat in the studio for a year.
Did he sign those stupid cards?
Not only did Leroy sign them, Omar stayed after I was here and was sealing envelopes and mailing those cards out.
Did he really?
Yeah.
That's nice of him. So I do that. Like, a bunch of people sent Joe cards.
Oh.
And Joe signs, obviously.
Oh,
he doesn't.
Nice.
He doesn't care. And Joe actually, as you know, I'm a memorabilia guy. And I don't like the way players sign these days. I find it, I don't want to say disrespectful, but I don't know, man. Apparently, guys didn't learn how to sign their name. People aren't learning cursive anymore. That's not a thing. But like, you see some of these signatures, and they are really rough, man.
Yeah.
And I hate to throw Cam Ward under the bus here, but Cam Ward writes like a CW, just
Right.
A lot of guys nowadays will do that. They'll just write their initials.
Right. They just a lot of times they just scribble.
And if look, if that's your signature, that's your signature. But people are spending a lot of money on those products, on those cards. And when you rip, you know, a box of cards open, you're paying, you know, $1,000 or plus for, and you know, you get an autograph that's got a guy's initials on it. It's, you know, it's kind of a bummer. But
I want to ask you this, Danny, since you and Doug Plagans are my two go-to guys for cards and memorabilia, yes, and things like that. I've dealt with athletes over the years, of course, and they've been at autograph signing. Some don't sign autographs. Some do sign autographs. Mm-hmm. Some will very specifically only sign certain things, only sign certain ways. This is the one I always don't get. What holds more value? If I autograph something to Danny and then my autograph, or just the autograph?
Just the autograph.
That's what I think.
It's got to be just the autograph. Now, what could add value to it is you could put like an inscription underneath it. Like if, trying to think here, like if Brady signs, right? And Brady writes like, you know, HOF and puts his Hall of Fame year and puts his Super Bowls and kind of like how Belichick signed for his girlfriend. Right, when he wrote all the Super Bowls and all that other stuff on, underneath his signature, that tends to add value.
It's interesting. I've been to some very tense encounters where I'm trying to think of an athlete. Who would be an athlete down here that's not huge but still big enough? Let's say Duncan Robinson's at a signing, and you come up and you're like, hey, can you sign these three cards? And he's like, who do I make it out to? And you go, oh, no, just
oh, they'll charge you for that. They'll charge you. Like, if he's doing a paid autograph thing, they will charge you for an inscription.
Right, but I've seen guys
if you want
be
to put
like,
your name on it.
I've seen players be like, oh, who do I make it out to? And then the person goes, no, just sign it. And they're like, no, my contract says I have to make it out to people, I guess, to save value on the just straight signs and inscriptions, because it gets intense. Like, guys are like, no, just don't make it out to anybody.
So I am not an autograph collector. I have some autographed items. I don't buy autograph stuff. Like, I won't go on Fanatics and just buy like a straight autograph football or, you know, something like that, just because there's too much of it out there. There's no rarity to these items, right? I mean, Patrick Mahomes is, I don't know, what is his signature going for? Over $1,000 on Fanatics, give or take, right? Something like that. Patrick Mahomes can sign for the next 40 years. You know, I don't know what he's going to do after his career. Brady goes and signs at shows. You know, who knows? Really? These guys could be signing for the next 40 years. And I don't know, like, again, I'm not in Kansas City, but he may very well run around after training camp and sign for every kid that's there.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what he does, but there's just a lack of rarity in the autograph game. Like, Steph Curry is an expensive signature, right? He signed for a bunch of us, my son, not me, but he signed for, but there were a bunch of kids that were waiting, watching him warm up. My son was one of them. He just was walking around.
Oh, really?
He signed everyone's shirt or like whatever they're holding. Yeah, like, so again, there's limited value in that stuff.
See, that was the thing that I learned. Jimmy Graham, of course, played at the U and also played with the Saints.
Yeah.
He had in his contract that he couldn't sign autographs.
Really?
So therefore, it raised the value of any autograph that he did. So,
And guys are going to do that now, right? So, because guys are signing on with either Fanatics or they sign on with Panini. Those are two major companies right now that are doing it.
Quinn Ewers.
Yeah. So guys are going to sign on to these deals. And, you know, yeah, like, look, I'm if you run into LeBron in the street, you know, somewhere, first of all, good luck getting anywhere near him. Second, like, he's not going to sign for you, I wouldn't think.
No.
You know, we ran into MJ somewhere. I would assume he wouldn't sign for you, but I don't know that, like, for 100% certainty. I don't know if anyone has any stories.
Well, these guys have to. If you sign with, like, Quinn Ewers, I'm using the third-string quarterback for the Miami Dolphins as an example. He signs a $3 million deal with Panini USA. He will only sign Panini products, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, there's no way he could sign.
A lot of those guys won't.
Tops.
And Brady, that happened with Brady. So Brady had that event down here that people spent a fortune to attend, and one of the perks of the event was Brady would sign. But he had approved items that he would sign, and that's where that whole lawsuit came about.
Yeah.
Remember, he gave those crappy signatures on memorabilia that people, like, I mean, it was game used stuff. Like, people had real valuable memorabilia, and they paid a lot of money for him to sign it. And he was like, oh, you know, I'm not signing unless it's the right thing. And, you know, he felt like he was kind of betrayed or whatever. Remember that whole story?
Yeah.
He's kind of scribbled his name. Brady has a beautiful signature.
Yes, he does.
He has a really beautiful signature. But, yeah, he ruined that stuff. But, yeah, look, if it's not a game-used type of thing that's signed, it obviously has very limited value. As someone asked, how much for a Joseph Harold Rose autograph? Well, here's the thing, man. If I can get him to put Harold in there,
because
he does sign Joe Rose. Maybe if I could have him put an H, Joe H. Rose. Maybe you'll $7.99, my man. You'll pay double for that. All right, I'm going to charge you double for the Harold inscription. We're going to take a pause here. We kind of got into a little sidetrack there, but we have a lot of
related.
Stuff going on. It was sports related, so I know it could be like talk sports.
Yeah.
but no, we do have a lot of stuff going on here. We're going to talk Panthers with Billy Lindsay coming up in less than an hour from now. Alex Dono is going to join us. We'll talk some Canes with the schedule is it's leaking, Dan. It's leaking. We got some game times here for Miami. The first three games trickled out yesterday. Notre Dame, we knew that one. Notre Dame is 7:30 on Sunday, August 31st. So the three that came out yesterday, you got Bethune, Saturday, September 6th. That's a night game, 7 o'clock start there. The Saturday, September 13th game against South Florida is going to be a 4:30 start.
Interesting.
From Hard Rock Stadium. That'd be hot as hell.
That's what I'm gonna say.
Oh,
very
goodness,
interesting
man.
For that time. For
not that anyone has an advantage necessarily.
Right. That's
there,
what I say. Two South, quote unquote, South Florida teams.
As somebody who went to South Florida, I think Miami should be favored rather heavily.
I really
in
thought
that
you
game.
Guys were gonna put up more. Last year, I was here with you. You were there at the game.
Dan, there's a big difference between the haves and the have-nots right
I
now,
I really
man.
Thought you guys would put
nope.
up more of a fight last
no
year.
No go, man. There's
I was
a,
like, you know, this is their Super Bowl. They're going to be out there. They want to win.
They did. I mean, they did for a little bit,
Damn.
But they got boat raced late in that game. Yeah, look, man, there is a big difference right now, a big disparity in college football between these schools. And when all things were relatively equal, and you know Miami in the ACC, South Florida was in the Big East for a little minute there. I mean, I guess you could throw UCF in there. I mean, they're I don't say irrelevant, but they're
Scott
relatively
Frost
relevant. But there's a big difference with when it comes to money with some of these programs, and you know the University of Miami has certainly separated themselves from the pack, and they have some serious expectations this year, and something we'll talk to Alex Dono about when he joins us in the 8 o'clock hour. Mike Florio, as usual, will join us in the 9 o'clock hour. So we got plenty more to come here on QAM.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Welcome back in here on QAM. We've made it to Friday here on this this short week. Panthers and Oilers, my goodness, man, they were showing some of the some of the stuff from last year, and just getting us hyped up here on the TVs this morning. I tell you, man, they showed that shot of those guys watching the Panthers celebrate the Game 7 win. That's got to stick with you.
I will give you a little bit of hope.
An Oiler player.
The Panthers have said this is business this year. It's all about business. They won the trophy for the Eastern Conference Championship. All business, didn't touch the trophy. I will say last night when Edmonton won, I was watching at Duffy's Implantation. They had a couple of guys touch that trophy. So yep. If you're one of those superstitious guys and you want to put down a bet, the Oilers did touch the trophy. The Panthers did not. Just put it out there.
I didn't get to touch the cup, by the way, when it came down here. I know you're not supposed to touch the cup until you've won it. I did not get an opportunity to.
I should have. I didn't.
I saw a bunch of people were like drinking out of it, and seems like everyone got a chance to be around the cup. So hopefully if the Panthers win it, maybe they can bring it by the building this year. It'd be nice
they
to.
They did 2 years ago for the Vegas Golden Knights.
They did.
And I was told, don't touch it because it'll hurt the Panthers' chances to win. We lost the series anyway, so I should have touched it. But I didn't want to be the reason we lost, so I didn't touch it. Now I look back on it, I should have touched it. Yeah, but if they win, though, this year, you can guarantee, I guarantee, just go straight to the elbow room 24, 48 hours afterwards. Yeah, right. You'll be able to go and see Matthew Tkachuk and the trophy.
Let's see here. Texter says, I'll post this question for you guys to address during today's show. We got you here. Do you really think that Chris Greer, Mike McDaniel, whose jobs are on the line this year, have the guts to trade tight end Jonnu Smith, arguably our second best offensive player last year after Devon Achane? My answer is, my God, I don't know, man. I don't know what those guys are capable of doing at this point.
You're breaking it down too simply. Like, what if Jonnu Smith says that I'm not going to play? What do you do?
Yeah, he shouldn't. Like, he should ask for more money. Hey, look, the Dolphins were handing out money. Like, who is it that said this? Like, Oprah, like, you get a contract. Yeah. You get a contract. I don't know.
Who needs peppermints? Let's go.
Yeah, man, Jonnu Smith deserves whatever he's asking for. What is he supposed to make? Like, what was it, 4.5 or something? Like
something around 4.5.
Yeah, the guy put up big numbers last year. He was your only Pro
Bowler.
He didn't
get started until the Colts game.
He was, as this guy says, he's right. Yeah, he was your second most important player outside of Achane last year. And yeah, you know what? When you have a crap offensive line and you got receivers that are having trouble getting open, yeah, you need a tight end. And that might be the reality this year again.
And your problem
I hope the
is
Dolphins
Danny,
don't screw this up.
Your problem is, Danny, Julian Hill and Pharaoh Brown are your main backups, and they're more blocking tight ends than they are receiving. So you would lose a lot of offensive production, at least in that aspect. And I think Jonnu Smith sees that value.
Dolphins are a dumpster fire. No one wants to play here. I wonder why, Texter says. listen, if you've listened to me here, you know that my expectations are lower than Joe's. For this season, I don't have very high expectations. I just don't know. I don't know what the Dolphins' vision is, and that's always been like my issue with them. Is I just don't know what their vision is. Like, you look at the teams that are really good, and you kind of understand what their vision is, right? Like, let's like the Eagles. I understand what they're like. They know what they're good at. They have an identity. By vision, I guess vision and identity are almost like synonymous here, right?
Yep.
They have an identity.
Look at the best teams, the Ravens.
The Ravens have an identity.
You
the Bills what, have an identity.
You know what their goal is, their identity, and what
you know where they're building. You know what they're trying to do. You know what they're good at. Yeah, all the good teams have an identity. If I asked you today, what's the Dolphins' identity? What are they good at? Like, what's their bread and butter? Are they a hard-nosed running team? Are they a great passing team? Are they a great defensive team? Or, I mean, today you sit here and you say none of those things. And I just, again, I don't know. Like, yeah, it used to be speed, but that kind of has fizzled. So I just don't know, like, what their vision for the future is. And that's my big issue, like, that I've had with this regime is it's like, I just, like, what are you doing? What are you trying to accomplish? Where are you building, like, that you could tell me, all right, this is our vision for the season. We are going to do this to teams and be really good at it.
What is our trademark? We're going to pay guys a lot of money, and they're going to get hurt and be disgruntled. That's not a good image. That's not a good trademark on a team. But I will play both sides for it, Danny. I kind of equate it to the Heat. For 3 years in a row, basically, the Heat, on paper, rolled out the exact same team mm-hmm. and expected us to believe there would be a different result. And what happened those 3 years? Play-in team. Now, 1 year, Jimmy got hot, made a run. The Dolphins, on paper this year, have, let's be honest, probably gotten worse. But they
yes, they have gotten worse. They lost pieces, yes.
But they want a they want us to expect a different result because what? This year we're all going to buy in and we're going to stay healthy. How can you promise that to us? So if they do buy in, they get healthy, they get some breaks, yes. But on paper, they're asking us to believe that they're going to be something different than they were last year, even though they're giving us the same tools to work with.
And a texter says, you know, he signed a contract, you know, with the Dolphins. Play out your contract. And there's a part of me that agrees with you. There's a part of me that's like, yeah, tell him to shut up and play. Like, but at the same time, the guy outperformed his contract. These guys have a very limited lifespan in the NBA, in the NFL.
Look what Jonnu Smith
is saying. I think the Dolphins should find a way to make this work is all I'm saying.
Jonnu Smith's looking out for number one because guess who else is looking out for number one? The Dolphins. If Jonnu Smith twists his knee today, hurts himself, and can never play again, you think the Dolphins are going to be like, we'll make it all right? No, they're going to pay him as little as they possibly can and cut ties with him. So Jonnu understands the score, and he saw he had a great year and sees that he can have more great years. So he wants some guaranteed money and to get paid because he's looking out for number one just like everybody else is.
Texter said the Fins have an identity. You guys just don't like it.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Since the Dolphins are good at sucking. I don't want to turn this into a Dolphin bash fest on a Friday here. But with that being said, man, this Jonnu Smith news is like kind of, you know, you see that and you're like, oh my, like again,
who else are we, now you got
Jalen Ramsey, who is one of your best players. He's pissed off, or the Dolphins are pissed with him, or I don't know who's angry in that one, probably both. And that's not working out. Jonnu Smith, we can't figure this thing out. So the Dolphins are just—they're hemorraging good players here, and I pose this question to people: if we started today, let's say the Dolphins work it out with Jonnu Smith, okay? Let's just say cooler heads prevail, and the Dolphins give this guy whatever it is that he's looking for. Okay, he said he wants to be here. I'm sure he does.
Absolutely.
Let's say they figure it out. Okay.
The only problem is that, you know, the Pittsburgh Steelers, who he's rumored to, offensive coordinator was his head coach and his offensive coordinator in previous teams, so they have a history. But nonetheless, that's his agent. Go ahead.
This guy, Dolphins, did not get worse on paper. They got much better. What the hell draft was he watching? Man, the Dolphins draft picks have not played a down of football in the NFL, so let's pump the brakes on that. I would love that to be the case. I'd love that, you know, if the Dolphins draft picks end up, you know,
being all pro.
That'd be fantastic. But come on, man. Someone says Joe is going to lose his bleep over this Jonnu Smith deal. He loves Jonnu Smith. Yeah, we all love Jonnu Smith.
I don't think anybody dislikes him.
He's a hell of a player. And he plays his ass off.
Let's not forget Calais Campbell took a one-way train out of town as soon as he could. Let's not forget that Teron Armstead retired, although he played on a bum knee.
But yeah, man, you can't keep losing top-tier players if you want to be competitive. Now, if the Dolphins want to go into a full tank mode here, which is like, again, if you lose Jonnu Smith and Jalen Ramsey right now in between the draft and training camp, that'd be really, really rough.
Once again, Calais Campbell gone to the Cardinals. Teron Armstead.
I asked the guys this question this morning, like, and help me out with this. What is it that the Dolphins do well? Like, if you were describing the Dolphins to someone who has not seen them play, and you're going into this season and you're trying to sell them, you know, let's say you're trying to sell them a season ticket package. Hey, come watch the Dolphins do this.
Yeah.
They're really good at this spot. This is really where they excel. This is how we're going to win games.
What comes to mind? Creative screens. That little Devon Achane.
I 7 o'clock hours next. Creative screens. Yes, we're on 3rd and 1. We're going to throw the ball 7 yards in the backfield, and we're going to lose 8 yards. Like this is our game plan here. Boy, those plays. I almost jump through the TV when it's like short yardage, and they know they can't get it going downhill because their offensive line's terrible. So they pitch the ball, you know, throw it all deep in the backfield. And
well, they try Alec Ingold every once in a while for half a yard or -1 yards, too.
All right, we're going to talk about happier things. Billy Lindsay is going to join us in the 7 o'clock hour coming up on QIM.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.